بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, the one that has given us our existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'arruf ala Allah. This is the sole maqsad purpose of insan to be sent in this world, is to recognize Allah jalla jalaluhu. And to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's an effort behind it. And the effort of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most enjoyable. Today we find, because the ummah doesn't understand the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahimullah used to say that we've understood all the systems of the world, how to run the business, how to educate our children, how to run the house, the maintenance, builder, electrician, plumber, all these things we know. But the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to tap into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to recognize Allah jalla jalaluhu in everything we see around us. See, this, the ummah hasn't made the effort. This whole effort behind this, how to recognize my Allah. And this effort of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most enjoyable. Ummah has gone to the level now where we find enjoyment in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In breaking the commands of Allah, there we find enjoyment. Going away from the masjid, as our Hazrat Wala explains to us also, that even when we're going for a holiday, the further we book away from the masjid, the more enjoyment. We can't hear the azan, we can't make it for salah or jama'at. To wake up for Fajr salah becomes difficult for us. But when a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life becomes enjoyable. Hasan Basri rahimahu ta'ala mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the sweetness of this worldly life only in three things. Allah has kept the sweetness of this worldly life only in three things. And he says, if you don't find the sweetness of the life of this world in these three things, then understand your heart is locked. The heart is locked, the heart is closed. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has sealed the heart. He says, three things Allah Ta'ala has kept the sweetness of this worldly life. He says, the first thing is in salah. I ask myself, that do I find sweetness in salah right now? Or is salah difficult for me? If I read my Fajr salah, am I waiting for Ishraq salah? I finish my Ishraq, so much sweetness in there, like a person now, he's just started the meal, he's enjoying it. And he's thinking to himself, now, I wonder what's after this meal? What's on the menu? What dessert they're having? Finish the dessert, I hope they have tea also. And with the tea also, they have biscuits and cakes. He's enjoying it, he doesn't want to finish off the meal. When he goes to the holiday also, he doesn't want to finish off the holiday. When the wedding will start, and so many commands of Allah are broken, then he doesn't want it to get finished, to get over with it. And when it's over also, so many commands are broken, then he asks him, how was it? How was the wedding? How was the da'wat? So he says, in salah you should find the sweetness of this worldly life and of akhirat also. We find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. Ya Bilal, arihna aqim al-salah. O Bilal, give the iqama, it brings comfort to the heart. Our comfort is in salah. We find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he came to salah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they started salah, they were absolutely absorbed into it. The enjoyment they found, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing salah, then he stretches his hand out. Sahaba ikram said, Nabi of Allah, we saw you today something strange. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to me the pleasures of Jannah, and I saw a whole bunch of grapes. It was so real, I went to grab it. So much enjoyment in salah. Today when the Imam Sahib starts the salah, especially Tarawih is coming now, Allah ta'ala give us a love for Tarawih salah. How has it explains to us also, that there's 20 rakats, that one para that we are listening to in salah, is in reality a love letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his beloved. That, oh my banda, listen to my love letter to you. How much I love you. Don't do this wrong thing, or you'll end up in the fire of Jahannam. Do this right thing, you get my Jannat. Allah explains in 30 chapters His love to insan. But today myself, I look now for that board. Unfortunately, we find, you say one masjid had over there, one board. 8 rakats tarawih, this side parking. 20 rakats, that side parking. Where's the ya'lamun ta'lamun? Where's the shortest? This Imam Sahib is very slow. On takeoff is very slow. By the time he starts the tarawih, you're already tired. Is that about the Imam Sahib? Is about what's being recited? Is what's about the recitation? Ya Allah, you're giving me the opportunity to listen to your kalam. To your kalam and your speech and the letter that you have sent via Nabi alayhi salatu salam to me, O my Allah. It's being addressed to me right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to me. So to find that enjoyment in salah, when I stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I think about, and as it explains also, if you just a little bit focus in salah. Recently we heard from Hazrat Wala also, that when you stand up for salah takbirah tahreema Allahu Akbar, what's the niyat in the heart right now? There should be a niyat behind everything. The niyat behind salah, the niyat behind nikah, the niyat behind business. Whatever niyat we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us accordingly. So when I say Allahu Akbar, or I'm listening to the Imam Sahib saying Allahu Akbar, is it just a dry takbir? There should be so much of love in there, so much of muhabbat, that I'm standing before my Allah. Everything is by my Allah. My existence depends on my Allah. Yeah, well, it teaches us also that when it comes to our life, the thing that we love the most is our life. Nobody wants to give up his life for anybody. I love my life, I want to live it. The kuffar we find, there's all this entertainment and all the sports and all this haram activities around. It's because they love their lives so much. As in what they love the most, we're waiting for Friday night, waiting for the weekend. Why? So we can live it up. And from this sport to that sport, this entertainment to that entertainment. They want to live their life to the fullest. Because there's no second chance. For us, our life, once we mentioned to Hazrat Wala also, and the lessons we learn, what the worldly life is about. One time he mentioned to Hazrat Wala, Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat long life, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Hazrat smilingly says, Murana, you're making dua effectively that Allah Ta'ala keeps his prisoner longer in prison. See, qaid khana hai. A dunya sijn al-mu'min, how we love this prison. We don't want to leave it. We want to decoy it more. We want to build it up more. We find more enjoyment. And once it's over, what's the next thing? Now we have to update and upgrade. Because this is a prison for us. The only reason you want to be here is for the khidmat of deen. There's no khidmat Allah must take us away. We only want to be khadims of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But today how we have understood the worldly life. That we're planning and we're working so much. We're working for beyond our life. Beyond our death also. Beyond that also we're working for that amount of time. So the kuffar, they love their life. They want to live their life. They don't want to give it up. So they'll find some new entertainment. They'll start with this. And the ummah will go run behind it. The ummah will do it. Once it's finished, they already got the medication waiting. Then now you're in a bigger depression. Now you've got the psychologist. Now you've got the psychiatrist. What's the next event? Then start something else. This 2030, that 2025. Now the ummah is running behind that. One hafiz of the Quran, one alim explained to me, he was taking door in Tihan. And he says he began his Quran tilawat, testing it from different places. And he says in front of this youngster, there was the white wall. As he's reading, he went blank all of a sudden. He's tapping that hafiz out. Carry on, bhai. He says, he's not even here. He says, bhai, where are you? His eyes is open, but he's blank. He says, Mawlana, I'm off. He says, what happened to you? He says, no, my thoughts just went somewhere. He says, where it went to? Then, after the Usas probed him, he said, my father bought the latest some FIFA game or something like that, World Cup game. And last night I was playing it whole night, and that game you got to choose your team. So I went blank, I was choosing my team all of a sudden. So absorbed into it, so absorbed. Now whether the boy is happy, whether he's depressed. And we know how many lose the match and become suicidal thereafter. You see, this is a worldly life. You got the medication ready already. And when the head doesn't work, as one person said, when the head doesn't work after all this entertainment of them, then they go bungee jumping, head first. فَكُبَّتْ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. He says in fire of Jahannam also, they'll be thrown head first. They're already practicing from now. And the ummah is running behind them. Jump from this bridge, take death from that bridge, we should be preparing for the bridge of Sirat. Not to jump out of the bridge, to pass quickly. Where you'll find the speed of lightning in Salah. But where are they taking us? Where our head is going also? They say to find the sweetness of Iman in Salah. What is the niyat when I'm starting my namaz? I'm standing before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most beloved. When I say Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. We don't have to say greatest also, because there's no comparison to Allah. Greatness belongs to Allah. Allah is great, period. Allah bada hai. Hazrat say Allah is the greatest. Allah is great. Bare ke maanne mein kamyabi hai. Bare ke maanne mein khair hai. Bare ke maanne mein barkat hai. Bare ke maanne mein rahmat hai. Bare ke maanne mein sab kuch hai. Allah, I'm standing before you. Greatness belongs to you. You are great. I sing Allahu Akbar and putting in my heart that I'm standing before the great one. And through this takbir Allahu Akbar, I'm now training myself to obey every command of Allah. In accepting and in enacting and in obeying every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a great one, there's kamyabi for me. Success for me is here. The rahmat of Allah is here. Barakat of Allah is here. Everything that I need right now is in this takbir and this salah. And in every Allahu Akbar, my muhabbat for Allah just increases. Ya Allah, greatness belongs to you. If I got you, I've got everything. If I got you, I've got everything. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِ مُخَاشِعُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying that the believers have gained success already. What's aflaha yuflu falah? The complete success. Dunya success, emotional, financial, whatever success you can think of is all in my salah. Allah has kept it in salah. As long as I have my khushu in salah. And in my takbir, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I'm studying salah. The lesson of Surah Fatiha, Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised. Allah, I'm forgetting about myself now. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise belongs only to my Allah. All praise only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my life should become only the praise of Allah, and that is my success. Otherwise, once I, sometime in the masjid, ghaflat, negligence, forget about Allah tabarak. So quickly we forget about Allah. Sometimes I ask myself, 15 minutes, 20 minutes have passed, half an hour has passed, that half an hour I haven't taken the name of Allah once also, forgot completely. Forgot completely to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala sent me for ya'budun, to worship Allah, to get the ma'rifat of Allah, to bring the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this my takbir tahreema of fajr salah, already I become conscious. That today I will live my life for that Allah who is akbar. Allah is greater than everything. Then to get the sweetness in that salah, to work upon in salah, we'll get this when we sit by the mashayikh. And when we see their salah, how they perform their salah, what muhabbat, and what khushu, what khudu, what concentration, what devotion, and how they enjoy their salah, although they become so old. Then do they stand up before Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The ruku is slow, the sajda is slow. But what enjoyment they're finding in their salah. That enjoyment now will overpower all other enjoyments. I don't want to finish my salah. With this salah, we find sahaba radiallahu anhum, snake him in the house, coil itself around the child, the sahabi is performing salah. He hears some hue and cry in the house, something is happening, a commotion. After he finishes his salah, he asks, what happened? He said, may Allah have mercy upon you. He will suddenly lose his life. What happened? A snake came in the house, coiled itself around him, we killed the snake. I didn't even know. Also absorbed in salah. And he has to tell us also this absorption in salah to become completely munhamik, to become oblivious of everything around us. This is not matlub, this is not demanded by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants you just to put some concentration. Just think about me a little bit. That level where a person becomes completely oblivious of everything around him, that's a ni'mat of Allah. That Allah will give when you practice complete, you practice over and over again to get the concentration in salah, to keep my focus in salah. What is concentration in salah? Ulama give different views. Some say just one time in every rukun, once in every rukun, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least once Allah says, this is salah of concentration and devotion. Accept it. In every posture, just to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one time. Shaykh al-Islam wa al-Hassan Ahmad Badni will say, rahmatullah alayh, that even the whole salah you had no concentration. But when you finish your salam, then you thought, Ya Allah, where I went to? My little brain, so small, traveled the world in 10 minutes, in 5 minutes. And on that you think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, say Allah is akramul akramin. Allah will say, at least now you thought about me. At least now too you thought about me. Some of us, like myself, we finished namaz also. We're not sure, Imam Sabi, 2 rakats or 3 rakats. Like that famous incident, we hear about that Musalli, Asar time, Imam Sahib made salam, as the ikhtilaf among the congregation. Imam Sahib had 3 rakats or 4 rakats. Then old Musalli sitting on the chair in the corner, Imam Sahib, you read 3 rakats. Desperately. Say, Baji, how you know? Say, Imam Sahib, I've got 4 shops. Every rakat I take hisab and accountability, one shop. Today the 4th shop didn't come out. So I know there was 3 rakats you read. The last shop is still left. So he was counting his rakats now with his shop, his dukan. So when you get that enjoyment, as when Alim says, you get such enjoyment in salah, such maza, such sweetness, it's like a person wakes up now in the dead of the night, and he's got this fikr and this worry, that a certain creditor, certain client hasn't paid the account. How long are we waiting for him to pay it? He hasn't paid it. He's telling the wife for certain when he's going to pay it. We've got a wanta qaza in the family right now. And if he pays it, things will become a bit easier. And he wakes up the hajjah time, opens his phone, and he sees the EFT came through. Wife is saying, he's smiling, mashallah. New dua, you love. He said, no, the EFT came through. He paid finally. That enjoyment that comes in the heart. He said, that enjoyment, more than that, you get in salah. Ya Allah, I'm performing salah before you. All the treasuries are open for me right now. Take how much you want to. Haji Naqwada Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayh. He says that when azan, between azan and iqamah, duas are accepted. Guaranteed acceptance. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh, when they lay siege to Al-Quds, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and it was a Friday morning, Yom Al-Jum'ah, and his confidant came to him, knocked his door and took him for Fajr Salah, and he sees he was parishan. All those forces of the world right now, those England, Germany and France, they're all outside the walls of the city, laying siege. They could hear all the artillery and all the voices of the soldiers. So he goes Fajr Salah with him. And then his confidant tells him, that, oh Salahuddin, today is your day, Yom al-Jum'ah. Every battle he won on the day of Jum'ah. And he would only strike at the time of khutbah. Because he knew at that time, every khatib on the member was making dua for him. He knew the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. Allah Ta'ala opened the system of Allah's system to him. So he says, Salahuddin, today is your day. Today is your day, and you know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that du'as are accepted between adhan and iqama. I will come to pick you up early for Salatul Jumu'ah. We'll go to the haram. Once adhan is over, now you make your du'a. Even the commanders of the army knew that was a valuable time. And Aba at that time, his confidant came to pick him up. It was Ibn Zaki ibn Rushd came to pick him up. Took him to the haram. Adhan went. And he said, I was sitting next to him. Salahuddin rahimullah goes into sajda in his salah. And he says, I begin to see the tears fall from his eyes into his cheeks. And he makes dua. He says, Ya Rab, inqata'at al-asbab. Ya Allah, all the asbab that I use, all the means that I use over all years to fight in the battlefield, I've exhausted all of them, I've finished. I don't have anything left by me besides these tears, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept my tears and you... Ya Allah, you release the siege against us. And he said, by the time Salatul Jum'ah was open, already they heard the announcement of the army that return now, yeah, retreating on his dua. Hadith Abu would say, rahmatullah alayh, that this is the time to make dua. Between adhan and iqam is the time to make dua. Now that tells us also the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who was so busy with the Qur'an and tilawat of Qur'an before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that he serves the dua. Allah will give him more than the person that makes dua also. So to find the sweetness in salah. But there's one place the person now to find the sweetness of his worldly life is in salah. Then Hasan Basri rahimullah said, the second thing you should find the sweetness of this worldly life is in Qur'an tilawat. So when a person opens Qur'an and how he should desire to open Qur'an Sharif. To have desire to read Qur'an, that, as it tells us also, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, that if a person reads Qur'an tilawat, and thereafter he takes a qasam, with the qasam of Allah, I've just spoken to Allah, his qasam, his oath is valid. He's actually spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to have desire to listen to Qur'an, to read Qur'an Sharif before, we should hear in the cars, Qur'an tilawat being recited, or we listen to Qur'an tilawat. That is nasheed. Now is nazams, and now is different entertainment of the ears. And as a youngster, what does it mean? He said, I don't know, it just sounds nice. I like the beat. There's no Quran tilawat. Hafiz al-Quran also. Where the desire should be to listen to Quran. As it tells us also, a person goes to Haramain Sharifain, and now Iqamah just finishes. Imam Sahib says, Istawu, i'tadilu. The first takbir already transfers you to Jannah. Ya Allah. Standing in the Haram, Imam Sahib starts Samaz. He said, what Quran tilawat? Where should not take you to? The love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This Quran should be so enjoyable. Once when Jamaat came to Darul Mazadul, the Tabi was studying. And he says, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. The Quran Sharif is a very powerful, honorable kitab, mu'azzaz kitab. And he says, the Quran is very, very independent, doesn't need us. We need the Quran Sharif. As a half of the Quran, also he'll understand better. He says, an honorable person in your masjid, if you have to insult him, or abuse him, or give him a step in public, he won't fight with you. He'll walk away. He's got self-respect. He's got honor. See, the Quran Sharif is mu'azzaz. The Quran Sharif is very honorable. If you will discard the Quran even for one day, Quran says, I don't need you. And you find that half of the Quran also, you ask him. He leaves it for one day. He can only get back to it after 2-3 days. Sometime a week goes. He say, leave it for one day, Quran will leave you for 2 days. Leave Quran for 2 days, it will leave you for 4 days. Before you know it, he'll say, 1 week I haven't opened Quran Sharif. Haven't opened Quran Sharif. No enjoyment in Quran because other activities. Whereas Quran should be close to the heart. And that always gives us the example of that young girl in Karachi. Modern girl, far from deen. And she had one Masi working for her, one young girl working for her, as they have there in Pakistan, in Karachi. Young girls working in the house. From young they start working, for years they work with them. So the girl writes the article and she says, it was pouring outside. So I had the latest novel in my hand, had a cup of coffee or cappuccino, cold day, just plopped into my bed, and excitement to start reading this new novel of mine. And this young girl that's working for me, I know she's illiterate, hasn't been to school, she's working for us. She's sitting by the window, she's looking outside, and she can't leave because she needs to go home. She can't leave because it's raining outside. So I'm looking at her, and just ignored her. Doesn't have much value in my eyes. She's working in the house. So she says, I'm about to open the novel to start reading. This girl turns around and she looks at me. And she says, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? She sees like a thunderbolt on my heart. I'm about to open my novel and she wants a Quran. She says, no problem. So she asks me, can I use the bathroom to make wuzu? Girl working in the house, domestic helper. So I tell her, you can use the bathroom. So I go to get my Quran Sharif. So she says, I open the shelf, pick up my Quran, and I was compelled to take some tissues and wipe off the dust to my Quran Sharif. I haven't opened it for a long time. But I got the novel in my hand. So a little guilt in my heart, I take the Quran Sharif, and this girl comes up from the bathroom, and the noor on her face, the droplets of water that's coming out, flowing off her face. So I give her the Quran Sharif. So she said, can I use a cushion? I want to put the Quran on the cushion. So I give her a cushion also. She said, I lie down on the bed. And I'm looking at her. How she uses the Quran? I know she can't read Quran Sharif. So she says, she opens the Quran. She kisses it. So this girl who has a novel in the hand, she says that, I can see her opening the Quran Sharif, but it's wrong side. So a bit of a smile comes on my face. She can't read. She wants to read Quran. So she looks at the Quran for a long time. Then she turns it around slowly. Turns it around, she turns a few pages. So I'm curious now to see how she's going to read. And then she puts her finger to the first line. And the lips begin to move, and the finger is moving. She says, I was compelled now to ask her, really, can you read? Or is it putting on a show? Then she asks her, Parsaktiho. You can read Quran Sharif. This young girl, she looks down, and how a person, she chokes all of a sudden, and she knows it, nahi parsaktiho. I can't read Quran. What are you doing then? She says, Rosanna, every day when I leave you and I go home, I sit 1 hour, and I open the Quran Sharif, and I can't read. Never went to Maktab. So I take my finger, and I outline every letter of the Quran. example, لن تنالوا البر. I take my finger and I would outline the lamb, like tracing it with my finger. And I make dua. Ya Allah, one day you teach me to read Quran Sharif. She says, I broke out and I started crying. Ya Allah, I can go online right now and get a tutor to teach me Quran Sharif. This girl really has a love for Quran Sharif, which I don't have. How many of us have this love for my Quran? Ya Allah, I love my Quran. I want to read it. I want to take out time. Asadu Maghrib, I'm in the masjid. I don't go anywhere else. After Fajr, I'm in the masjid. I want to read my Quran Sharif with Muhammad and love. Hassan Basri says, Rahmatullah Alayh, that the person doesn't find the sweetness of this worldly life in Salah and in Quran Tilawat, then he'll find it nowhere else. The Taruna Dhikrullah, the Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he comes to the incident of Quran also, Imam Nafi Rahmatullah Alayh was from North Africa. Taught Quran Sharif for 40 years in the Jami Masjid of Damascus. See, he didn't look very handsome, but the love for Quran in his heart. One morning he came to the masjid and he began to recite Quran Sharif. Outwardly not very handsome, but inwardly absolutely beautiful because of Quran. As he opened his mouth, the entire masjid was full with the scent of musk. Subhanallah. Imam, what happened? Then they asked him. Then he had to tell them. He says, last night when I went to bed, I see a most beautiful figure in my dream. Who was it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me. And he said, oh Imam Nafi'i, the way I enjoy your Quran tilawat. Take out your tongue so I may kiss it. He says, I was feeling shy. Nabi of Allah came to me and he put his saliva into my mouth. And this morning when he opened his mouth to read Quran Sharif, then the fragrance of musk came out. Allah Ta'ala gives us only the reality of Allah. What is Quran tilawat? One line of Quran. You fall in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You all want to leave it. Then to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. How to make the dhikr of Allah? Today we make zikr, but my zikr is very dry. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. We don't know how to take the name of Allah. But Hazrat teaches us that a young boy now goes for proposal. He sees the girl. He sends the proposal through and he's waiting. And he's waiting, and then how everybody comes to know he got accepted, they put all up with DP. What he said, yes, or she said something, and the whole household, mashallah, she accepted the proposal, she accepted the proposal. And Allah, he's so ecstatic. How he's smiling in namaz also. But yeah, what happened to you? He's smiling. He said, no, he accepted my proposal. And then Hazrat says that his sister's name is Fatima, or mother's name is Fatima, or niece's name is Fatima, but at home, no value for that name. Eh Fati, eh Fatu. Now the girl is going to marry, her name is Fatima. Now tomorrow morning he comes to the Qari Sahib. Qari Sahib, how you say Fatima? Is it Ta or Ta? What's the correct spelling? Now that name has different muhabbat, to different love to it. The road that he was driving down every day had no value. He was going now at full speed. Now he's driving in first gear only. But how come you're going so slow down this road when Fatima stays here? Maybe I might get a glimpse of her. Now the zikr of Fatima has become now mazedar, has become sweet, because now he proposed to her. How to get the love of Allah in my heart when I take the name of Allah, that every strand of hair my body becomes like a honeycomb. I say, Allah, Allah. How to learn to take the name of Allah? How to make the zikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Myself, I know this way, Fatimi, after Asr and after Fajr, we should be reading after every salah, before we sleep also, but how we say it? Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. No muhabbat. When you read Quran tilawat also in our sunnats and our nafil namaz, myself ask at what speed we read Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim. To read Surah Fatiha at that speed in the English language, how terrible it sounds. We can't even say it in English so fast. But in Arabic we say it so fast. There's no enjoyment. But now when a person sees the menu, how he read the menu also. Like this, no, not that one. With such concentration, we read the menu also. The Quran, we don't read like that. The dhikr of Allah, we don't do like that. Because we haven't learned. We have to go by the mashayikh and ask them to teach us how to take the name of my Allah. It is one time in my life to take one time the name of Allah in my life, for that muhabbat, that love, that Ya Allah, I love taking your name. For this, we have to take our time, my dear brothers. We have to go to the mashayikh, sit with them, to make عاشقانا ولهانا zikr. To make the zikr of Allah with love. Madly in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And now the zikr comes into my heart. The name of Allah comes into my heart. That I can't forget my Allah jalla jalaluhu. So Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that the person who hasn't found the sweetness of this worldly life in salah, Quran tilawat and zikrullah, then understand his heart is locked. Where to open the lock of the heart? You go to the mashayikh. You go to the ulama-i karam. They have the keys. They will open the heart. Now they will teach us how to perform salah, how to make takbir, how to open Quran Sharif, what niyats to make, how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these things, as our ulama say, ye sab seekhne ki cheeze hai. These are something for us to learn. So the time that we're supposed to give to learn these things, my dear brothers, we've given it to 12 years of school, 5 years of varsity, to learn how to take out the sweetness of dunya from dunya. We've given it to this worldly life. That we've mastered the art now of taking out the sweetness of the dunya. Allah has kept the sweetness of dunya in food, in family life, in business, in wealth. Allah has kept it there. Hazrat says Allah Ta'ala has kept it there as window shopping for Jannat. But now I love this window so much. How they style this window, I want to stand here my entire life and see this window only. It's only a taster. What Allah Pak has kept in Jannat. But I love it so much over here, I don't want to leave it. It's only a taste of what Allah Pak has kept in Jannat for us. So all this time that we have taken now, we have given it to dunya, and we want to squeeze it out. Slowly, slowly the sweetness of dunya, whereas we should be given this time to learn my akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, to understand. Together our time Ramadan is coming. Our ulama have given us their time during the month of Ramadan in i'tikaf to go and sit by them and learn how to get the sweetness of the holy life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.